Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Optimism Show. Today we have Ruben from OBUSD. It's a pleasure having you here today.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here and excited to talk about OBUSD.
And especially about what you're doing with OBUSD. Like Ruben, builders are literally, even especially in the superchain when it comes to grants, they're told to wait a year to get their grant tokens. There's no upfront cash, no clarity. It's essentially the sort of the good old trust the system. But the thing is, like for a lot of projects, bills can stack up, projects can stall. And if the builder cannot sustain themselves, like the grant seems like a pretty far-fetched goal. Why is this still the norm in 2025? And really, how does your OBUSD flip that script? Like,
Yeah, the reason why it's still a thing in 2025, it's mainly because of the structures that these new organizations and token issuers such as Optimism have. They have to kind of walk, I think, in between the token crypto world and of course the legal world, and that's kind of where they start creating these schemes where they can find ways to issue tokens to people without being extremely taxed, or at least let people not be feel get liable for these tokens. So they're not deemed as direct payments and therefore are not exposed to specific laws. At least that's what I've been speculating on. And OBUSD, I think it's out of our own experience as well, just kind of participating in the Optimism grant from the Optimism Collective. We applied and then we also experienced the lockup, or at least read about the lockup. And then from that, we inspired and said, like, hey, wait, this, I think there's a bigger problem to solve here than just distributing funds. And it's actually distributing funds for Optimism builders that that are facing this lockup during season 5, 6, I think 7 as well of the Optimism governance. So that's how we started it. And we're using specific features such as attestations, Optimism Grant Council attestations, and also some automation from smart contracts to distribute funds on a
Can
monthly basis.
you, sorry to interrupt you there, because I believe, like, even for a lot of builders, the grant space is quite blurry, honestly. Like, there's a lot of terminology and there's still quite some bureaucracy. So, if you can just elaborate a bit more on, like, the attestation and what it means for the grant applicants, as well as the other part.
Yeah, so I guess for Optimism Collective, they have had various iterations of their grant system. I think when we apply for a grant, so I'm going to kind of explain a bit more about how we went through the grant. And I think for the next few seasons in Optimism Governance, it was the same. They had various avenues where you can apply for a grant. And one of these grants was builder grants. These grants were specific for people that wanted to build on the superchain. This was not necessarily only Optimism mainnet, but also all the other chains such as Base, Unichain, and a bunch of others. So we applied for a builder's grant in season 5, where you kind of have to describe what you want to build on Optimism and then also describe how much you would like to receive in OP tokens. And then you go through a whole process using the platform Charmverse, where you write your proposal, you get a grant counsel that comes in and gives you feedback. And then you are going through various stages of reviews before they accept your grant based on specific point system. And then you get accepted into, for us, it was a season 5 Optimism Governance season 5 round. And then you're set out to go build your project.
And so Optimism itself like has different seasons, and all the chains, at least I would assume like a lot of the chains that are on the superchain also have some form of a grant program. Especially before we dive in into the OBUSD solution, which I find very interesting, like how you figured out to bridge that gap. Would love to hear your thoughts on what are the suggestions and things that first-time grant applicants should have in mind to actually make the most first of their time and eventually get the grant, and even see if their project is eligible for that.
Yeah, so it all depends, of course, on the mission and intent that Optimism sets at the start of the season. So you have to really understand what Optimism Collective is focusing on that season. An intent could be more like a vision for Optimism. You can see it like that. And then based off of that vision, you want to create a project or a proposal that is aligned with that vision. And these vision, these intents are basically described at the start of every season. At the moment, I think, just out of guessing, I think the intent is to increase the total value locked on the optimism chains. So a lot of proposals are coming in right now from a DeFi perspective to increase the TVL on optimism mainnet. And this is kind of how you have to position yourself for the Optimism Collective. So that's kind of how I would go about. And then, of course, follow the rules of all the information that you have to include. And make it a feasible project.
Also, what happens with all the other projects? What can all the other projects do? Like, because right now the push is so much on DeFi, that kind of everything that was started before, like even if we look at season 5, season 6, it was kind of different objectives.
Yeah.
And that got hyped a lot of people to even start building in those spheres. Right. Yeah. But now there's no more grants for that.
Yeah, that's totally true. I think it started with season 3 when there was a major airdrop as well in Optimism that really got everybody looking at Optimism. And then during season 4, 5, and 6, they were starting to set up this, I guess, issuance standard. And then later on, they started to really narrow down on DeFi as they saw that the most of, I would assume, the chain revenue or the super chain revenue would come from this. So that's what happens to the projects that are in season 5 and 6 is very much a question mark. I think not a lot will necessarily survive unless they got really good product market fit. But it is kind of sad in the sense that Optimism Collective is narrowing down really on, of course, what generates revenue. And then all these other parts of your ecosystem are kind of hollowed out or at least hungered out in regards to funding. So this is also a big position that OBUSD was trying to take.
But and also, trying
to create new funding streams.
So with OBUSD, like you're actually working with builders that have already been approved for grants, and you practically help bridge that gap to fund them during that period while they get the grants. Like, can you please let's dive in a bit more?
Yeah, we can.
How OBUSD works?
Correct. So OBUSD originally comes from this mechanism that started off with Bread Chain, now called Bread Cooperative, which is called Solidarity Primitives. And the idea is really to donate, to create a mechanism or app where you can donate your yield. So OBUSD is a kind of a sister branch from this project, but really focused on OP Mainnet or Optimism Collective. And the idea here is that people can deposit their stablecoins, in this case it's USDC, so Circle USD, into the protocol, and then this protocol will kind of route these tokens towards Aave lending pools and then generate yield. And this yield or interest that's generated is then distributed towards a set of cohort of projects. In this case, like you mentioned, it's the Optimism, at least approved Optimism, Grant Council approved Optimism builder projects. And these are the ones that receive yield every month. So every 30 days for 10 months. And then they get ejected. And this is due to their lockup period, which is 12 months. And we decided to position ourselves in the sense that every member has a 10-month membership. And then they can receive yield in that period. And with that yield, they can fund their project with a little bit of funds that they receive from this app. So in essence, it's really kind of a philanthropist / altruistic protocol in the sense that people that really want to support these projects, they mint OBUSD. And then automatically OBUSD, the app will generate yield and then distribute it every month to the members of this of the cohort. And to become a member, you have to have been approved in season 5 and 6 and 7 and gotten a grant approval attestation from the Optimism Grant Council. And then you have to receive 3 endorsements by Optimism Retro Funding voters. So these are the Optimism citizens to be entered the cohort. Once you have the attestation, you're eligible, and then you have to get 3 more votes or 3 more endorsements before you enter the cohort and then actually start receiving yield.
How does that look for someone who has already applied for a grant, is a builder, has a project? Like, how do they even meet the voters? And what is the process over there? Because, like, yes, there are thousands of Optimism Superchain citizens.
Yeah.
But what is the process around there, or is it automatic on the
So yeah, automatic, like as soon as you get the attestation, you're automatically included as an eligible project. And then everybody that has a retro funding voter attestation as well. So in their wallet, at the moment, I think it's around 400 or 500, they can then go to this application and endorse projects. That's basically how it happens. They don't necessarily get notified, but projects can reach out to specific citizens or on the forum to really get them to start looking at, hey, I'm on this OpenUSD platform, endorse me, and then I can also get this extra funding.
what do you think are the best ways to actually get those endorsements as a project? Like,
I think
where can they actually find the voters?
yeah, so I think the best way, there's a few areas where you can really see who are citizens in Optimism. I think one good platform is Superchain Eco. You can see all the citizens there. I think it's also good to go into the forum or the Discord, as citizens are quite active and engaging. And I think that's really the best avenues to really know or get to know citizens. And then based off of that, like start laying connections with them and telling them also about OBUSD for them to engage with it and also endorse your project.
That's awesome. So it's essentially like I'm asking these questions also because like a lot of times it's kind of like what is the process to going for the grant? But it seems like with O like especially with OBUSD, you have simplified it quite a bit, especially with automating certain parts that certain projects can be automatically eligible.
Yeah, that was the big reason as well. We wanted to automate the process of the cohort management. We didn't really want to create a new governance system where people had to vote for projects or project had to apply and create this consistent like friction that we see all around the Web3 space when it comes to grants, which is quite exhausting. So we kind of wanted to piggyback on already the grant council doing the vetting. So going through the projects, going through Charmverse, then approving them. And once they're approved using those attestations, we just automatically include them into the eligible project cohort. And then again, let the voters that are the most engaged in Optimism to endorse these projects. So the retro funding attestation holders. That's kind of
Awesome.
that was the core idea of it. And also to make it a bit more standalone, so low maintenance for us. And yeah, create an automated system with specific standards and then everybody knows what to expect.
Previously, you also mentioned Bread Chain
Yes.
and right now OBUSD. Like, would love to cover a bit if you can share about what are some apps, some tools, maybe like OBUSD, Bread Chain, and similar tools that builders could essentially use regarding of where depending on where they are on their builder journey, of course.
Yeah. I guess it depends. I'm very much well versed, of course, with the Ethereum tools.
Of
I don't know
course.
a lot about Solana and all these other
Let's
chains,
go
but
with the Ethereum. Even more specific, Superchain would be awesome.
I think a lot of the chains within the Superchain have their programs. I know that Celo has like Celo Public Good Funding. I know that Optimism has, of course, this Grant Council, and I think also some new programs that they're working on, and then Bread Chain, which is now rebranded to Bread Cooperative, is a tool and within the Gnosis space to fund post-capitalist projects using the same mechanism. Then I think Gitcoin is still relevant in the sense that if you want to get funding as a builder, Gitcoin is a good tool. Octant app is also a very good time, a similar tool, and Glow Dollar as well. And these are all funding tools that use kind of leverage DeFi yield to distribute to projects that are building that don't necessarily have like a fixed income or fixed revenue stream. So those, I would definitely check those out, and they're I'm pretty sure there's more, but yeah, I can't keep up with everything.
What do you think are the when it comes to like because most projects, frankly, are not going to be eligible for grant funding or they're not going to get grant funding? Like, what is, for example, because I know some builders are looking to have some public goods projects out there, would like to build public goods and get grants and continue building a project. What do you feel are the core focus points that maybe builders should start slightly pivoting to actually start getting more aligned towards what the Superchain is doing and what you're working on as well?
I mean, from a technical perspective or any type of.
I would say, like, from any perspective, even from the perspective of essentially how to think, if you're starting a new project and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go the grand route, even from that perspective as well.
Yeah, I think if you're starting a project, I think it's very good to have at least something to show. That's basically where now a lot of the grant programs are really kind of focusing on, hey, what do you have? I know back a few years back it was a bit less strict on that and a bit more wild than when it comes to the issuance of grants and funding. So just something minimal. It could be just a social media page. It could be a small little website. It could be just a paper or a video where you're explaining it. It could be, for example, I don't know, a podcast if you want to do a podcast for the Web3 space. To kind of show maybe two episodes of how it would look like, how it would feel like. And this will increase your chances, of course, of getting funding as they know what to expect. I think this is actually to kind of like circle back to the last question as well. I think this is also something about optimism that they do with retro funding. So they really like want to see your work before you get funded. And that is aligned with that a bit. And I think a lot of grant systems are doing that, not necessarily in the sense that you have to deliver this amount of work before you get funding, but just show them that, hey, I already have something very small and I want to expand it. I want to do more of it. And that is kind of how I would approach it. And then set up in a proposal, go through the review processes, and then also reach out to the grant council members, yeah, the grant funding committees, to really kind of lay a contact connection with them and really ask them the questions like, what are you guys searching for? I think that's also something that hires your chances really of getting funding. Yeah.
Which honestly makes perfect sense, even like showing something that is already done. Yeah, like a few years ago, it was a completely different case, but
Yeah.
maybe it's for the better to have that shift.
Correct. Yeah, I think we matured in the grant funding right now. We're still maturing. I'm pretty sure we're still maturing. Yeah.
How came OBUSD came to life?
So, like I mentioned, OBUSD kind of is an outgrowth of the Bread Chain and the Bread Cooperative solution, an application. So that's kind of the foundation of it. So the mechanism, we saw it there and we were like, ah, okay, we see an opportunity here that Optimism could also benefit from a solidarity primitive that funds projects within their ecosystem. And that's how we created the proposal, kind of sketched it out. And our main focus was indeed on automating the cohort creation process. As we experienced, that was a very big hurdle, or at least it took a lot of time in the Bread Cooperative application. That's how it started. With no learning more about attestations and such, we really delved into that and understand which type of attestations that Optimism has do we want to include to automate the process. And really, it's very cool how attestations can create these credentials on chain that we can then use and embed in our application instead of like trying to create a new onboarding process or a new vetting process, which would ex you know ex ex take a lot of time, but also just be another hurdle that all these builders have to jump through. So that's how it started. And we started kind of with the same timeline as many projects that received a grant. So we had technically like a 12-month timeline because you don't have like necessarily strict milestones, milestone-based funding. So you build within that period. And while we were building, we realized, hey, we have to actually focus more on this 12-month lockup because we saw that it was a kind of a disadvantage for so many builders that don't have necessarily upfront funding or have the luxury or privilege to build for 12 months without receiving a penny. And we saw this as a good way to also market ourselves as we can help projects get some funding during this period of increased scarcity, I guess, for the builder until they get their reward, their grant reward. So that's how it went. We built it out, launched it around March, April, and we did two rounds at the moment. We have about 52 eligible projects. So you can kind of go through to obdollar.xyz and look at these projects. And maybe if you're part of these projects, start reaching out to your retro funding voter and citizens and ask them to endorse you so you can get some yield.
Two questions, actually. One mostly around the cohorts. What do you mean when you say the cohort? Like when someone enters a cohort of OBUSD, is it like that? It's mostly focused on the yield. I understand that part, but also the other part, are they also getting some kind of a membership? Are they getting in a community with the other people that are in the cohort of OBUSD?
Yeah, so with the cohort, you can see this as like the group that receives the yield. And to be member of this group, first you have to be eligible, and that is through having an attestation from the Grand Council, and then to receive the three endorsements. And once you've gone through that process, then you become member of this group, and then the yield that is distributed to this group is then equally divided between the members of this group.
My question was mostly around, like, because the way I see it, like, okay, you have these projects that have received the grants and they also got three voters. Like, it would be awesome, and it is awesome actually, if there's a bunch of those projects working on similar things. They're part of the OBUSD cohort. Like, also, it opens up a lot of connections for these projects by coming to OBUSD and like going after those three eligible voters.
You mean like connections among the projects when they are part of the cohort?
Connections among the projects and potentially even like helping achieve that goal while sharing insights and information. Because
Yeah,
they're all in the same.
we don't necessarily have a, let's say, a chat group for these projects, but it would be indeed a good way to have a group on a social platform where they can interact with each other and also interact with, I guess, the voters as well, because that's kind of missing a bit. Because the app is out there, the projects are eligible, the voters are kind of there as well. So how to bring them together and how to bring these projects together as well is a good
So,
question to tackle.
niche social, just to get in contact with the voters.
Yeah, exactly. A place where to meet each other and get in contact and ask for specific favors and stuff. So
That would definitely be an interesting community, though. Like it would clear up a lot of blurriness around the space. It could.
yeah, we're working right now as well on reaching out to projects, because that is something that we have to work on. Awareness, of course, of OB.xyz, and for them to know that they're eligible and that they can get these endorsements to get some funding, and also to tell their communities to support them via OB .z. And something I think what we envision as well is that once these projects are part of the cohort, they'll rile up their community members to also mint OBUSD and in return support them. But while they're supporting them, they're also supporting the other projects that are part of the cohort. So that's kind of the solidarity aspect of the protocol. So you holding OBUSD, you're not just only supporting your project that you're from, but a part of that yield also goes towards all the other Optimism projects. So everybody's kind of helping each other out. That's the
Yeah, it's essentially like even from a perspective of like picking it up as a collective, it might m take more time to have the foundations and stuff, but once it starts going up and everyone
Yeah.
starts bringing,
Yeah. Yeah.
it just works.
Exactly. And Red Chain is the example of that as well. We also it works there, as soon as more people start.
How does the Bread Chain, what are the parallels between OBUSD and Bread Chain? Like what's the differences?
So it's the same, it's essentially the same mechanism in the sense that instead of bringing USDC, you bring the stablecoin XDAI on Gnosis. You deposit that. That then goes towards a lending pool as well, generates yield, and distributes the Bread token. And in that app, we don't call it OBUSD, but we call it Bread. And that Bread token is also one-on-one with the dollar. So then the yield is generated, and then the yield is distributed among projects that are part of the cohort. At the moment, we have like six projects, and main difference is we don't use attestations. So it's still a manual process to submit and become a member of the cohort. And also the other difference is we do use voting for projects. So based on how much votes you've received, you get a portion of the yield as well. So we don't equally divide the yield between all projects. We actually separated, so 50% of the yield is that is for equal distribution, and then the other 50% of the yield at the end of the month is distributed democratically. So they have to vote to their members or Bread holders have to vote on the projects to receive a specific amount of yield. So that's the main difference. But the mechanism itself works the same, but the voting, we have a voting mechanism in there as well, which, and we don't have an attestation system, which OB daughter does have.
One thing that you mentioned over there, especially when it comes to the voting and like the distributing of the second part, and in grants in general, the questions has occurred multiple times is which projects are actually rewarded more? Like, are the ones that actually go for the publicity and networking and all of that, or are the ones that are just like the builders that just want to stay and build? They don't want to go out and network. Like, how to bridge that gap in the first place?
Yeah, so that's actually a good angle that you put up there, because in, for example, Bread Cooperative and also OBUSD, this was also a big reason why we built these things, because we did see the space was becoming a popularity contest on funding, and some people were getting all the funds and some people were not getting any funds. And that was also a big reason we have this tooling that kind of automatically levels the playing ground. In Red, for example, 50% is going through this DMR process, which is based on popularity. And then the other 50% is equally distributed. So that means every project still gets something next to what they get from the democratic process. And in Optimism Builder Dollar, there, everything is equal in the sense that the yield that's generated just is equally divided, not based on your popularity, but just based on you having the attestation and the endorsements from your community and ecosystem.
Got it. Okay. Well, it's also something that's eventually evolving bit by bit. So
yeah,
we're definitely going to see more and more developments coming soon.
For sure.